Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Blank has a space in Nashville.
Yes, I do.
With 14 other guys.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You got to give a lot of extension.
And James Strebel.
You got to keep my little stuff in.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I was looking at something else and happened to come across.
Can I guess what you were looking at when you found that?
Sure.
Foxnews.com.
You got it.
Boom.
You got it. They have it, if you're interested. They have, like, the top 25 programs in the country. They have one that I didn't have time to get to this morning.
Okay.
That I'm going to go read as soon as we get off the air.
We know Strebel's listening to KSR's podcast right now, Justin, so we'll replay that sound for him because I have something I need to add to that sound. Ha-ha! How's that? All right, it's a Thursday. I guess it could be a thirsty Thursday. I don't know. Go out to Cox's and Evergreen Liquors. We got games tonight. We can talk about that, and we got a bunch else going on here on The Take on this Thursday. It's ESPN 680, 105.7, ESPNLouisville.com. Hanging out with you in the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios. As always, best way to be a part of the show, UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680. I'm Andy Sweeney. Justin Sofro hanging out producing.
Justin, this from a slice of gabagool.
Sofro.
Our guy Strebel will be here in a few minutes. Furman, good afternoon.
How you doing, Andy? Doing pretty good.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, I guess. I don't know, man. This low front moving through is just crushing me right now. It's just crushing me.
Yesterday I came to the station wearing shorts because I thought it was supposed to be nice weather, and it was freezing. And today I'm doing it again, but it felt good when I came
in.
I don't know what it's like right now. But
no, it's great out. It's great out until it storms and rains because of March. March stinks, and it stinks. None of the teams are any good. And that's like, you know, I was thinking today, and we'll get to the guy that rammed into the the stolen
right
car
into the Marriott. Right into the Marriott.
Of course, had to do that right by the Yum Center.
Just to make
with the license plate of Armed Rob.
right when people are about to, be trickling in there.
As people
so that
are
way
here,
they can look like we are Detroit or we are wherever.
Yeah. Take that, Detroit. Take that, Louie. We're talking about Detroit. So anyway, 437-9680. Yeah, we're still, if you're in town and listening to the local ESPN radio affiliate, in 10 minutes, a Kentucky gas bag who will be here and his team, the last two times we've had things go on at the KFC Yum Center, they don't happen to make it. This being one of those times, our team stink. Kentucky's done. Louisville's done. Indiana's done. And everything else. I have a few things. Jack Swarbrick had a couple conversations. I want to get to that. We got to thank Lindsey Goff sent us some Will Levis sound. He had his press conference before his pro day, I believe, tomorrow. So we can dive into that as well. And I got several things that we can get into. I have a question for you knuckleheads as well. As the Sweet 16 has started, we touched a little on it yesterday about, hey, Kentucky fans, is it Arkansas? Is it Alabama? Is it Tennessee? To me, it's easy for the Kentucky fan. Number one would be you don't want to see Tennessee have the success here, but Nate Oates and Eric Musselman are studs. If UConn wins, it's a powerhouse that is now back, going to get players, competing against them in the tournament or to get players. So we can talk about all of that. But I figured I would do this. And Justin may disagree with me on this. I figured today, because I'm sitting there and I'm talking to Strebel, I'm like, I'm like, it's one of those days, and I never say this. And by the way, we'll blitz and bows. It's 4 and 5 o'clock normal here on a Thursday. And I said to him, I'm like, man, I don't know what it is. It's just like we have talked about Chris Livingston. Since the teams are out, it's like, yo, we at least got limped to like we're doing this week at least 2-3 weeks, even more earlier than we would have to. And for Louisville, good God, we know how bad their season was. I feel like 3 weeks, 4 weeks off kilter right now on what we would normally be talking about. I mean, does anyone have another take on Chris Livingston coming back? obviously a very important story. They wrote about it today in the Lexington Herald Leader. So I bring all that up because I don't know if this is a show killer or not, Justin. I've 2 minutes. I may cut it short of Ben Roberts. And the reason I bring it up is, Louie asked him, and I think it's a different way to discuss Kentucky basketball as around. I still feel right now the absolute biggest story, as in the next week and a half, maybe even sooner, you're going to see names trickle in of guys coming back, leaving. Onyenzo right now, the only one. I mean, it's not like you do. Fierro's put his name out there, and maybe you don't have to, but usually with Kentucky, you do. But there are few narratives that I wonder, Strebel, if you're listening, driving in, that I wonder about. And to me, what I found interesting is, I'm supposed to believe, okay, that this magical Sweet 16 now that we're talking about with Kentucky basketball, well, you know, if they can make it to the Sweet 16, and Ben Roberts mentions it here, and I just think overall, I am fascinated that so many people are willing to put everything on next year. Next year is going to fundamentally change everything. And I just don't understand where everybody's getting this from. That John Calipari next year, next year, I mean, no, he'll have an excuse. There'll be an injury. There'll be, well, you know, things happen in the NCAA tournament. Well, you know, such and such was hurt. Well, you know, Rob Dillingham didn't make it. Well, you know, preseason rankings don't matter. I mean, we've ran the gambit 3+ years on excuses with Kentucky. This year couldn't count because, well, you know, you knew they weren't that good and you knew they were injured. Blah. It's like, okay, like halfway through, it's like, I couldn't even argue Mike DeCourcy. He's like, yeah, well, it's all about next year. They're getting DJ Wagner. It's like, okay. And so I'm to believe that next year is actually going to be some sort of breaking point, either with fans, you know, potentially, or with analysts or something. So I want to play this sound, take a listen, and then we'll react to it. And the lead in here is, Louie's making the point, it's a good question, that how can this team be elite this coming season if everybody kind of crapped on this freshman class? And Cal went out and got the best kids, but are they the best kids? And that's kind of the lead in.
I think that's completely sound, and I think that's been my read on it for the past few months, is that I think I said at the beginning of this season when we talked about, you know, who's knowing what that class was already going to be for next season, I think which team I thought had the best shot at a Final Four, and I said this current team did.
Right. Yep.
Just because you had the National Player of the Year back, you had an All-SEC point guard back, you had Jacob Toppin, assuming a big role, and Wallace and Livingston and all that. There's always uncertainty with any freshman you bring in, no matter where they are in the rankings. That class is down from what I've seen and from other people that I've talked to that have seen a lot more than me. I think if you get to that point and they're not in the Sweet 16 with that class, and I assume some other probably good pieces around that class, and then that's when I think Cal loses a lot more of the fan base than he already has, just because at that point, you know, he's done it a different way. People wanted to do it a different way. Get some, you know, 3-point shooters, get some veterans okay, he did that. And then he did it this way where he had a lot of veterans, you know, this current season. That didn't work. So now he's going back to what worked the first few years of his tenure, where he's just loading up on all these, you know, blue chip top 10 recruits. And if that doesn't work, then where do you go from there? And I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I think what he would say if that doesn't work when you get to the end of the season is every season is different and every class is different, and the pieces just didn't fit together, and anything can happen in March and the stuff he usually says. But you're getting to the point where excuses like that will run out. I think they really need they need Chris Livingston back. They need a really good player, probably a really good defensive player in the transfer portal. They need a guy like Ugano Onyenso or somebody to really take a major, major step up. And again, you're going into a season where you're asking, and kind of like this past season, where you needed Jacob Toppin to take a step up. You needed Cason Wallace to be an all-SEC point guard. That's a lot to ask. That's a lot of pieces to fall in together the right way, and that doesn't always happen. And as we've seen the last 3 years, that doesn't always happen. It's hard to do.
You tell me, Justin. Does it sound like Ben Roberts is trying to temper expectations?
Yeah,
I mean that was the first thing, and the second thing. Sorry, and I'll let you talk because I know. Yeah, I asked you a question that then I just cut you off. But here's what I want to get straight as we head into the offseason. I need to know why people think, and this is not against Ben Roberts because I have uttered these things. I am counting myself here as part of the problem. Why do we think that this year is going to be a magical season? I shouldn't say a magical, the great way. It's going to be this special season that means more than other years. That, you know, a couple years ago or last year, whatever. But this season, like where it's like kicking the can down the road. That's what it is. I would be fascinated if the recruiting class was pretty good. You know, maybe it's like 9 in the country, not number 1. Because I feel like so many of the people telling me, and this is not Ben Roberts, that while they had the top recruiting class, are usually people that aren't beholden to the rankings of recruiting. Right? And so I guess I'm supposed to believe that this coming year is the year. And then we pivot to what I said earlier, and that is, and then I'm supposed to believe, and again, I have said this, Ben Roberts said it, but I have said this, we have had this discussion on the show, and that is this magical, mythical Sweet 16 now. That, well, you know, Kentucky fans, they have too high of expectation. And yes, I understand that making the Sweet 16 is having a very good year. And it's having a great year and a special season, especially if you're a team like Princeton, okay? Like, I get that. I'm not poo-pooing it away. But I'm acting like we need not say that, because there's no way that a Kentucky fan is going to take solace in a Sweet 16 next year. I mean, we all know that. Please. Oh, stop it. You know it and I know it. That percentage will be so low. Again, you may not like that, but there's some behavior that you're just not going to be able to alter, and that is the expectation of the Kentucky basketball fan. We can whine about it. We can cry about it. It is reality. And so we might as well not even bring that up. And then the other thing, Justin, that I found funny was, you know, when Ben says in there, you know, losing fans. Since when have they, since when have Cal, or you think Mitch Barnhart seemed to care about that? Right? I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, every single time, that the fan base would rise up, they'd be called stupid in some, some sort of way. So I think as we head into this offseason, what is going to happen and what is going to, I believe, morph into. And again, we don't know who's going to be on this team. And I mean that from the freshman class. We don't know which ones are ahead of schedule, ready to go, not ready to go, anywhere in between. Guys are going to come in. Guys are going to be leaving here. We all understand that. The big decision of a guy like Chris Livingston, perhaps Antonio Reeves. I want to ask Strebel later in the show, you know, what if Livingston and Reeves both leave? Does Oscar have a decision? NIL, all these different things that we can talk about. But I have a feeling now that this has already been deemed, because even people, here's what's happening, even people that are really fair towards what Cal has done here, which has been fantastic, even those people are like, all right, Cal, you got to throw us a bone. Like, at some point, you can't get by Providence and then go to the round of 32 and you could do a little mini victory lap for a week and then you lose to Kansas State and, you know, you led by 8-9 points with like 5 minutes, you know, 8-9 minutes to go, whatever it was. And it's like, all right. And then you start to combine those with other years and it's like a runaway train. Even those people, Justin, are like, all right, Cal, you got to get to a Sweet 16. And they're even ready to say, if you don't, there's going to be a lot of upset people. And the pressure on this team is going to rival this coming season is going to rival some of those Cal teams, some of those early teams. When you got halfway back into that 2015 season and everything else, it's going to rival that, because there is a sense, I mean, dare I say, of helplessness or hopelessness that if it doesn't work out this time, then there is going to be mass confusion or hysteria. I mean, my answer would be, what if it doesn't work out this time? Well, go get another awesome recruiting class, hit the portal for whoever, and, you know, develop a player too, and let's go, let's run it back and do it again. That will eventually be it, but that's not the narrative. The narrative here is, I'm ready to make a bet, and the bet is, this damn well better be a big time season. And I find that to be interesting, and I wanted to share it with everybody. Justin, go ahead. I interrupted you 9 minutes ago.
You're good. I forgot what I was going to say then, but I do have – what I can say is, like, I feel like right now you're kind of at the end of the road for Calipari, where if you fail once again this season to make an Elite Eight, to at least just make the second weekend, but especially make the Elite Eight, a Final Four, anything like that, you're kind of losing the UK fan base if you haven't already lost the majority of them, as well as I just listening to what Ben Roberts had to say. He was trying to do the nice guy, you know, kind of pat you on the back, kind of like, you know, settle expectations. Yes, there's possibility that they could overachieve and they could do well, but at the same time, if you don't have these guys, and if you look at Calipari's previous anytime he had a successful season, the 2015 season, the 2012, and then won the championship, every single time was contingent on being built up on a roster of those seasoned guys that you had to rely on, not just the freshmen. And that's to be an issue is, yeah, you have the number one class, but if all these other guys are gone, or if you're not able to land in the portal, what are you looking at? You're looking at a Kenny Payne style. Give him a couple seasons. Give him a couple more years. It's the players. They got to get there. It's not the coach. It's the players.
By the way, the New York Giants, my Giants just signed a tight end, Tommy Sweeney. How's that? Same spelling and everything. I got to get this guy's jersey, don't I?
Yeah, you got to get that. And you got to do a little jersey. Genealogy, see if you can get some money off of him. Be like, hey.
Long lost cousin.
You just show up and it's front door. Hey!
You beat me up as a 9-year-old in the sandbox. 9 years old is way too old to be in a sandbox. Are kids still in a sandbox? That's a musty reference, isn't it?
Okay, I remember.
Oh, if you don't know, the reason, then, I mean.
Oh, no. Well, okay, wait. I had a corn. I had a sandbox for my kid right now. And the problem is I filled it up with corn. We did the super white country thing where we saw, oh, that's a good idea. Put corn in it. Problem is, I talked about my neighbors yesterday. Well, the rats decided to dig underneath and eat through it. So that corn box is gone. Sorry, Luca. No more corn box. No more digging in the corn box or the sandbox. But anyway,
food out in your backyard for vermin to get a hold of.
It was deer corn. I guess I should have thought this through. Deer corn probably going to attack
sand in
other...
it. Be traditional. Don't get on Etsy.
It's because
Dribble's here, by the way. Okay, well, he just arrived, looking great. Well, it's a jeans day today. Wear some slacks. Wear some slacks. You prayed to the Lord today. Wear some slacks.
I did
slacks.
Pray to the Lord today. Yeah.
Good. You better pray
the only
again.
Reason that I did the corn Roberts. Box is because it's less dirty than sand. Sand gets everywhere.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
The corn box. What?
The corn box.
What the hell's a corn box?
It's not what you're thinking a normal corn box. It's not, yeah, it's like, not your Google search of a corn box, Screamle.
We're talking Fran McCaffrey.
Oh, okay. I was because I got out of the van when old Furman was getting on his soapbox about Calipari and Ben Roberts and all that stuff. So I didn't hear about the corn box and sand. I don't know where that transition happened. Like,
well, I mentioned sandbox, and I said, is that musty?
Gotcha. We had a sandbox for a while, but then I got rid of it. So the kids lost interest in it, yeah. And I was like, yeah, so it got dumped.
Okay. I feel like it's a musty term.
Yeah, no, they're still around.
Okay.
Yeah, you can get a sandbox. You can go to Lowe's right now and get a sandbox.
Is it like a Kmart, though? It's still around, but there's like seven of them?
They're disgusting. They just, it's
they
a
do.
Mess.
They get, I'm with Justin. Like,
oh, yeah, it rains in them
no,
and everything.
No, if you have like little kids, like they're a thing. They're still a thing. Like sandboxes are still things.
There you go.
Yeah.
Dog ever pee in the sandbox?
No. They were good about that. They just stayed in the yard. Yeah. They didn't, cats are what you got to watch out for. If you have outdoor cats, that's when the sandbox is in jeopardy. And your kid's like, I found a rock. It's like, that's not a rock.
Stream, well, real quick before you all get too serious on sports today. Nick Valvano asked me to ask you, how do you dispose of dry ice? You're a science teacher.
How do you dispose of dry ice? I don't know how you dispose of dry ice.
Does Nick not have the internet? Did his phone die again?
Look it up on the internet. I've never had to dispose of dry ice.
I think him and Phil Baker and maybe Coach Lieberman after the show just went outside and like tried to stomp on it and pour water on it. It smoked. It was a lot of bad decisions. I think Nick peed on it.
That's not a good idea. Yeah.
He peed on it in the sink. I don't know.
Never mind. I'm not going to say anything there. I don't want to. No. Never mind. Something out of dry ice, but I don't want that link back to me. I don't want to give people advice to do something. I heard this on the radio. This guy said make this with dry ice. I don't want to do that.
Sounds like you're doing it.
Yeah, but now I want to go and search all the things that I can make with dry ice.
What a dead fish. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, my Lord, heaven. Justin, that's an all-timer right there.
322 yeah. And he melted.
That's an all-timer.
I don't want to give people any ideas, so I'll just stay away from it.
I feel like you took us right to the edge.
I did. Yeah, I went right to the edge. I almost went over the edge.
I feel like you threw me and Justin over the edge.
My toes are firmly over the edge of the cliff, okay. But my body's still on the edge.
Your body would not able to do that. Your body would fall right over into the ravine.
Probably. Yeah.
Of course it would. All of your momentum?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a lot of momentum. It's hard to stop myself.
It's a lot of momentum.
Yeah, I'll be going forward.
It's a ton of momentum.
Absolutely.
you're shook today. You're shook.
No, I'm fine.
Thank you to Adam and the good people at Wing Zone. I crushed like four tenders today.
Oh, yum.
The Madness deal, 20 boneless wings and a large wedge for $15.99. It's a great deal. Perfect lunch, dinner, game watch parties, get catering to the office, and much more. Order online today, wingzone.com. Plus, check out the website, tons of other deals. The three Louisville locations, Hikes Point, Poplar Level, and the new location right out there with Strebel in front of Holy Cross High School, little Dixie Highway action.
Heck yeah, let's go.
There you go.
Next time Justin's on reconnaissance, he go to Wing Zone.
How was everything on Dixie Highway? Everything good?
It's fine, yeah.
All quiet?
No problems today.
No problems? Everyone's behaving?
Yeah, everyone's behaving on Dixie Highway. I didn't see any illegal activities. Sometimes you can see them, but everything was good today. It was very clear and
I think
quiet.
Everyone was focused on, of course, downtown, it happened again.
Oh, yeah, the cars slamming into
the Marriott. I told my uncles coming in here to watch Crane basketball. I told them to watch out.
People showed up and were like, is this Portland?
I told
Where
them.
Where is this? This is Portland, Oregon. What's going on here?
They see Ents with a mask on. Antifa?
Is this San Francisco? I thought I was in the South.
I honestly thought Streamer was taking a shot at Portland.
Yeah. No, I'm in Portland. Yeah. Portland, no, not. No.
I was with you, Strebel. I knew what you were doing politically.
Thank you. I appreciate
I knew what
that.
You were doing politically. Yes. I'm with yes. you on
My
this one.
My grandparents are from Portland. I got nothing but love for Portland. I got family in Portland.
There you go. And not yeah. Oregon. Yeah.
Not Oregon.
Yeah.
Portland, yeah. downtown
making,
Louisville. Yeah.
Making sure
no,
you don't have
Oregon.
Any lineage from the West Coast.
No.
All right, let's take a break. 437-9680. I want you to react to some of the Kentucky stuff
sure.
on the other end. Yesterday, and it's my fault, we never played the Dana Altman sound, which is amazing.
Oh, it's great.
And then I don't know if you saw the news on Kevin Ollie.
I didn't see Kevin Ollie
okay,
news.
Well, don't look it up because this has something for the show. I'll explain
right,
it to you.
All right.
And I want to know who you guys are rooting for. 437-9680. We got the Blitz at 4, Bosich at 5, hanging out with you until 6 o'clock on this Thursday.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
"Come on, muscle through it."
But then also say,
"Hey, you should probably see my specialist."
Or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start, before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Every now and then I'll watch a Western, a cowboy show or something on TV. It's funny when you tell people that, like, I tell the kids sometimes, the guys, like, my son Zan will say, "Dad, probably going home to watch the cowboy movies."
And James Strebel.
They'll say, "Coach, why you like cowboy movies?" I said, "Because I like to see people get shot."
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
It is odd sound, isn't it?
It's a haymaker sound.
It is better.
I like it.
Than what
I mean,
we give it credit for. We should play that sound more. You're exactly right.
Great sound, man.
437-9680, Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, hanging out with you. It's The Take on ESPN 680. Rick Bosich out down there quizzing Alabama, Nate Oates.
Yes.
And we'll talk with him, given that our teams don't make it anymore. He
no.
had to cover Alabama and Creighton. Bleep off! Bleep
this
off
stinks.
Indiana, Kentucky, and Louisville. Bleep
yeah.
off all three of you.
You're all three to blame here.
This week it bothered me more than even last week, like especially today and tomorrow.
No, it is
bothersome. I mean, we should have
some.
Games tonight.
Absolutely.
You guys should have a Kentucky Fish and Wildlife post-game show.
Absolutely.
Taylor Lynch should do the Coors Light post-game show. Something should be going on.
Exactly.
We get Jack Grossman in Atlanta for the IU post-game show.
We hook him up.
Something should be happening.
Yeah, and said nothing. I'm sitting there trying to find games. I mean, I watch the games. But trying to find games that I'm emotionally invested
well, you're
in.
You're not going to be.
And exactly, I'm not. Like, there's nothing out there for me to be like, yeah, I don't have the nervousness. I don't have the butterflies.
You got Timmy tonight. Timmy tonight.
Timmy. I don't want to watch Timmy. I don't want to.
You got Timmy tonight.
That's
there
one
you go.
Game I
so
won't
you're rooting,
watch.
What? Oh, you're not going to watch Gonzaga UCLA?
No. Oh, not, well.
You didn't know they played tonight.
That was I'll root for.
He didn't know they played.
I didn't know they played. No, I didn't know they played. I didn't know who Gonzaga played. I'll be rooting for Mick Cronin. I'll be 100% rooting for Mick Cronin on this. I'm not even that big of a Mick Cronin fan.
I gotta text Jack that's gonna remember when you didn't know.
Oh yeah, it was the national championship game.
Yeah, remember when you basically didn't watch any of the national title game?
Yeah, because it was. I mean, I didn't. It was one of those things where Kentucky's out.
I know you're out. You had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, I know there are games on tonight. I'll watch them.
Do you know the matchups at all tonight?
I know Alabama, Creighton. I know Tennessee. I don't know if Tennessee FAU is tonight, but I know they play Tennessee.
Yes.
FAU.
Okay. There you go. There you go.
Let me see here. Arkansas plays. I don't know. No, I don't know many of the matchups. Like I said, I'll watch them. They'll put them on TV.
Gone.
But I don't care about any of these teams.
I know
teams.
You don't care.
I don't care.
I know you
My
don't
team's
care.
Not in it.
You'll care if Timmy.
I'm thinking about next season. I'm thinking about recruits. I'm thinking about transfer portals. I'm thinking about guys staying. I'm thinking about guys going. Can Cal give Chris Livingston the NIL bag? Will Kenny Payne get another 4 or 5-star bust? I mean, these are the things I'm thinking about right now. I'm not thinking about can Sean Miller win because I'm not a Xavier fan. I don't care. I'll watch it.
Who's Kansas State play? Come on.
Kansas State, they play. Oh, Kentucky.
Come on. Who does Kansas State play? This is who you would have played tonight. This would have been your
the
game.
Two seed. Who's
tonight?
The 2 seed?
Oh, it's the Marquette lost. Marquette lost to Michigan State.
Justin didn't know Marquette.
I didn't know either because I didn't pay attention after that.
The home of college basketball.
That's right. The Spartans. They play the Spartans. They play Tom Izzo, and I'll be rooting for
who does?
I don't know. Tom Izzo, I guess.
Who does?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't really have any bad feelings against Jerome Tang, but I can't. I don't want to see.
You don't want to see Tang.
Yeah, I don't want to see Tang and Noel.
Well, my thing was actually who we. I mean, for a Louisville fan,
yeah,
the two teams that I would root against if you're a Louisville fan,
yes, Kansas State,
UCLA.
Because Mick Cronin, yeah, because he was floating around.
Because you maybe could have had a little Mick Cronin.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I don't mean that because he's short. That's what we say, okay?
A little Mick Cronin.
Okay, I had to.
I get that.
Yes. And the other one.
Kansas State and UCLA?
Would be, I had this worked out. No, I guess that would be the main one. Kansas State because Tang's a first-year coach.
First-year head coach.
Yes.
And he built a Tang team because, with transfer portal dudes.
Those are the two that you would like to see meet their maker.
Right.
I think if you're a Kentucky fan, to me, Tennessee's always
one. They're number
one.
Yes, they're number one.
Because of Strebel, and only because of him and his ilk, I almost think Gonzaga's two. I almost think the Zags might be two.
They're two.
And then you guys can argue between Arkansas, Musselman, and Oates, and Alabama. I'll let you argue.
Bama will be number three, and then whatever. Arkansas number
four. See, I'd have Musselman three because Musselman's way more abrasive. Like, he'll take his shirt off.
He will take his shirt off,
and, you know, he's slimy. That's different. I'm saying Musselman's abrasive. He'll take his shirt off.
He's abrasive.
He'll tweak his nipple in front of Cal.
He'll tweak
a nipple in front of Chin Coleman. Act like he won't.
I think
Nate Oates won't do that. He'll run a pick and roll and hit a three in your face.
No, he'll say it after the game. He says it during the press conference. They're both abrasive. No, Nate Oates is very abrasive.
Who's more abrasive, Nate Oates?
No, Eric Musselman is more abrasive.
So is Nate Oates.
Musselman's more abrasive. Nate Oates is a complete slime ball. That's why he gets the bump. He's gross. And Alabama's gross, so they get the bump.
I like you standing up there gross.
They are gross. They're gross.
They're gross.
They are. There's no running around it. They're gross.
Well, they should be higher on your list then. They shouldn't be three.
Well, maybe they are. Maybe they'll end up being number one. By the time it's over, maybe they'll say something else stupid, and I'll dislike them even more than I like them now.
Texas says Round Daddy said Alabama and Creighton they don't play tomorrow, and they don't even play against each other. Texas says, did Strebel not do a bracket?
I did, but I haven't looked at it again. I don't care. I know I'm doing terrible.
Are you doing that bad?
Huh? Yeah, I'm doing that bad.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, of course, I had Kansas and I had Arizona going far, but I think a lot of people did. I don't know.
I think everybody's has a bad bracket. But yeah, I did two brackets. I did an ESPN bracket and did a CBS
bracket. Texas says, come on, Rig. You have to know these matchups.
Why?
Texas says the spreads are close. They'll be good games.
I hope they're good games. I hope they're entertaining tonight. I plan on eating my dinner, sitting down on the couch, enjoying some basketball, and then eventually
nodding off to sleep. A little podcast in your ears.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
There you go.
Yeah, I've been listening to some good ones here lately.
The tournament's dead to me. I'll be watching Little House on the Prairie instead.
Who's the cow that said Little House on the Prairie? Yes, it was.
Texter, that's BBN. When the cats are out, so is Big Blue Nation.
Yeah, exactly. Cards fans can pretend they're interested in the tournament. They're not either.
Well, Blank's gone for like a week and a half.
Yeah, exactly. They'll leave town.
You heard what Blank's doing, right?
No, I didn't. What's he going?
He's going tonight he's on his way to Nash Vegas.
Oh, really?
It's him and like 14 other dudes.
Oh, I did hear at the beginning of the show. Yeah. So was it like a bachelor party?
It's a bachelor party,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, man.
The house got converted to a Taylor Swift themed home. So they're going to jack that price through the roof.
Oh, yeah. So
I hate Nashville.
He's staying in a Taylor Swift. Why are 14 dudes staying in
a
Taylor?
Well, no, they booked it. It was a regular, massive.
Gotcha.
Yes,
okay.
A regular, massive Airbnb, okay?
Yes.
And
then they upgraded it to Taylor Swift.
And so the guy's like, God, we might as well. I mean, what are you going to do? Other ones are probably gone.
Oh, I'm
sure. Especially if you're taking 15 dudes up. You're not going to find something like that the day before.
Man, I'd like one more bachelor party.
Okay, well, there we go.
One more, because, I mean,
you have any single buddies out there?
Well, he's not single. I have my friend Lance. He has a lady friend.
Gotcha. But you think they're getting divorced?
No, they're not married.
Oh, okay.
They're just together. Gotcha. Yeah, they're just together. They're not even engaged, but I'm like, man, I was like, pop the question to Emily. Let's go. I want one more bachelor party. I want one more wedding I can stand up in. Just give me one more. I just want one more. That's all.
Justin, did you get that?
Yeah, I got it was very – somebody's on the computer right now. Somebody's going to town, downloading, uploading something, but I'll try to see if I can get it, but it's going to be like yeah.
He said pop the question to caller Emily.
No, just to Emily. That's her name.
Well,
her
I know.
Emily.
I know.
I can't help that. I'm not trying to make a joke here. Her name's Emily. She's very nice.
Texas says there was a shootout on Watterson Expressway.
There was.
Near Breckenridge around 8 o'clock.
Someone I know was out to dinner out that way last night, and like they got stuck because they shut it all down. They couldn't go home.
Oh.
They shut down like the entire Watterson because people were shooting at each other. Yeah. He just hung out the restaurant for a little bit longer.
Texter asked, and this is what I tried to slide to Diener this morning.
Oh.
So I tried to slide to him. Is, or any of the guys with blank strip club guys?
Oh, I'm sure there are. I mean, there's 14 guys.
Well, that's what I said.
You got to see, you know, at least.
There's always a couple buddies in there,
at least three,
right?
Or four of
maybe
them.
Maybe the whole group doesn't go, but there's going to be a pilgrimage
does
that will
blank go.
I don't. Well, here's
don't
the thing.
Think
those guys are there for four days. So they may go a time, you know, without blank.
That's what I'm thinking. I think there's about three or four guys I'm sure that will they'll grab the bachelor and they'll make their way to one of those clubs and blank will not go.
Texas says three of the dudes are Clemson alums. Oh yeah.
Can I be real? Like if you're blank and you're associating with these people, I'm guessing you have to have some bouginess to you. Is Nashville? Of all the places you go, Nashville.
Like, oh, that's like the top place, man,
really?
In like the country.
Yeah.
Oh,
why?
Yeah, man. Like, it's overtaken Vegas.
Yeah,
especially for bachelorette parties.
Bachelorette parties.
I guess if you're a bachelor party, you're trying to find a bachelorette party. So I guess that makes sense because we went to New Orleans a couple times. That one,
yeah, no, that's
those
a
are
cool,
good
one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I just think
I've been to Chicago for a bachelor party. My bachelor party was in Nashville, but that was before Nashville is like it is now. It's still relatively.
Oh, now it's just wild.
Yeah, I haven't been. I think since my bachelor party, to be honest with you. I think it's the last time I went to Nashville.
Texas says Dribble just wants to be spanked one more time.
No, I just want one more just boys weekend. Just go out and just, you know, let it fly. That's all I want. One more weekend like
Texas
that.
Texas says Nate Oates isn't preaching liberal ideals to his players like Cal.
What? What does that have to do with anything?
Wait, so BB and Rick has never gone to... Like a Music City Bowl? Has it gone to any of the SEC championships?
No, those were before my bachelor party, though.
When did you get married?
I got married in 2010.
So
all those bowl games were like
they haven't played in Music City since then? I don't know why it feels like they have.
I don't think he's been there, no.
They did last year.
Like in a decade.
What about the SEC championship?
I've never been. We've had this discussion. I've been to the SEC tournament. Yeah, but no, I went to three straight Music City Bowls when they played. They beat Clemson, they beat Florida State, and then they lost to Clemson. I went to all those.
Texas says, shouldn't Kentucky be rooting against UCLA? If they get to 12 titles, they'll be ahead of us by four.
Well, I'm not. No,
I mean, you're never catching them. So.
I was gonna say, that would be very difficult to do, and I never said I was
UCLA, Alabama, Kentucky. But that's the order in which I'm working right now. Top, if you said top programs,
what?
Ever.
Oh, ever?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I might move Kansas up a little bit. I don't think it's an unfair list. I mean, Alabama, obviously. UCLA, obviously. And Kentucky, three. I think that's fair.
Texas says, will blank finally consume the devil's lettuce on this trip?
I wish. That'd be great. You get a FaceTime for blank. Oh, man. These lights are nuts.
Blank
man.
Gets high. He just, he hates Louisville.
Yeah, he comes out of it the next day. He's like, man.
What did I say on Twitter? And it's like him just roasting Pierce Clarkson,
right.
Soskin, and everybody else.
Take your bags and get out of here.
Like, can you imagine how many retweets he'd have?
It'd be great. The next day.
Oh, 75 missed calls.
Somebody took my phone. It was one of these guys. It was a prank. One of these pranksters.
Somebody needs to pack blank a brownie or a gummy. Just one or the other.
Speaking of a gummy, I'm trying to get – have you heard at all – and I don't even know what they're – oh, they're talking about, I guess, Bruce Springsteen.
Okay.
On First Take. Mad Dog is on with them.
Okay, today. Mad Dog Russo is on first
Russo.
Take. Okay,
yeah, what other Mad Dog is there? Well, Russo. Yeah, Little Russo on a Thursday. And so Russo mentions, you have to listen closely, you're about halfway through. This is about a minute, okay? And, of course, obviously it's better on television, but they were talking about Springsteen and Russo had, like, super, super close seats.
Oh, to Bruce Springsteen,
And he's playing and everything. This is in New York somewhere.
Sure.
And Mad Dog's right there, and they kind of point him out in the video.
Okay.
And they're like, I'll look at you smiling and everything, and he basically is like, I had cocktails and a gummy.
Yeah, let's go Mad Dog.
All right, so take a listen.
Big Dog, I got a little surprise for you.
Oh, you do? What do you
got? It's a number four. You weren't mad about this.
Let me hear.
How about Bruce Springsteen seats by Dog right here at the concert? Wait for it. It's coming. Wait for it. There it is. Look at you. Look how happy Lord. You are.
Oh,
I'm happy. He's so happy. Look at her smile.
I was so happy. I needed a dummy, a couple of cocktails. Wow. And 10 days when you freeze out. What could go wrong with that? For crying out loud. What could go wrong with that?
Oh, man.
Say something funny.
Okay. Okay, you said gummy, so that was... We're good. All right, you love me a gummy. We're going to leave it there.
This is a Disney operation.
Yeah, I want
Gummy bears. Coming up. The Celtics one said, you are not the most promising future, but find out why Jaylen Brown said that...
All right, here, listen again. Listen closely. We just go, I had a gummy.
And
he says, I was stoned, I had a gummy. I think that's what he actually says. Listen up.
I needed a gummy, a couple of cocktails, and 10 days when you freeze out. What could go wrong with that? For crying out loud.
I think he did say it, though.
I needed a gummy, a couple of cocktails, and 10 days when you freeze out. What could go wrong with that?
10th Avenue freeze out. Now, don't we have sound of him before when he was saying he's going to go home, enjoy a gummy and a few cocktails? I think he said that before, but not at Bruce Springsteen, just like sitting in his house. That's how he's going to watch basketball. I think we've played that before. We talk about gummies and a cocktail. I'm pretty sure. I was like, 10th Avenue, freeze out!
Oh, man. We have Mad Dog crushes Romo. Mad Dog crushes caller. Mad Dog fart noise.
Oh.
Mad Dog cookies and lemonade. Mad Dog denies farting on TV.
That was a funny one. Man, maybe I imagined it. Because it wasn't Francesa. It wasn't
Magic Mike doesn't know who Mad Dog is.
That's great. Shout out Magic Mike. What's he up to nowadays? That's what I'm
Mad Dog know. Russo would take the COVID vaccine in the fanny.
Did Blanket Baker had that take?
Oh, remember
he talking about?
And I tell you, I have no problem. The idea that 42% of Americans aren't going to wait in line for this. What are you, crazy? I mean, of course you're going to wait. I get that damn thing. Give it to me now. I'm not going to be stupid about it. If they have a shot that the U.S. government has proved effective, the FDA and independent groups who are overseeing this, what am I? If the U.S. Well, the U.S. government's going to poison you on purpose, I can't be that cynical. Where do I go? I'll take down my pants, shoot me in the fanny. I'm okay. I'll take the shot, and you would do the same thing, would you not?
Shoot
me in the fanny. Shoot me in the fanny.
I think Blank had the same take. I think it's like I'm not going to repeat what he said because then I'll get marked if I repeat what he said. But I do remember Blank.
That he would take
that.
A shot in the fanny.
But I think he said in both cheeks or something
in
like
both
that.
Cheeks.
Yeah, I believe that was the verbiage that Blank Baker used. He's ready to get out.
Would a Blank and the boys get a matching tattoo on a butt cheek?
That'd be great.
Peter's like, why can't you sit down? Blank tries not to tell his wife, tattoo, done desecrated my body.
He'll show Diener before his wife. My wife hadn't seen this yet, Diener. Tell me what you think.
Little cowboy hat on his left cheek.
Yeah, cowboy spurs. He got some spurs.
A little gun on his right cheek that says gunslinger.
Well, to be fair, we all got him.
Texas says Vito Tisdale's going to find blank in Nashville.
No.
Why do we think Vito Tisdale's in Nashville?
He's not practicing.
I mean, he could come down to Louisville. He's only 75 miles away.
That's true. He can just come right
here. It's not like they got to meet in Nashville. He could just come down I-64.
You type in the station's GPS and just head right there.
Oh, man.
You can use a little navigation system.
Texas says Mad Dog's a pothead to trust the government. That's a new one.
That, you know what? That's a great text. It's a really good text.
Texas says, would Strebel want to go to Hotlanta for a bachelor party?
Sure. I've only been through Atlanta a few times. I've never stayed more than a few hours there. The airport, driving through. So, yeah, I'd like to go to Atlanta. I've never been.
Texas says, who was it that called his girlfriend drunk from the show? Was it Coop? Coop hasn't had a girlfriend.
No, that was Pat Jaggers.
Pat Jaggers.
Yeah. He's
not with her anymore. You can say that.
No,
it's okay.
He's got a new girlfriend. Yeah, he is.
Of course he does. He's Pat Jaggers.
He's moved on.
He moved on.
He's a NASCAR man.
He moved
now.
On. He moved up. That's
Bobby
what he
Labonte.
Does.
That's what he's doing.
Yes, he is. Little Terry and Bobby Labonte.
Yes, absolutely. But yeah, he did call in drunk talking about his the sausage he bought. Yes.
Yes.
That's great sound.
Texas says, I legit would be honored to have Big Rig at my bachelor party.
Hey, man, if you're legit people, you want to invite me. Where are you going? I'm not going to, like, Bardstown Road bachelor party. I'll do destination.
Oh, see, okay. But you're not going to go to a destination bachelor party with a guy from the text line.
I'd like to.
No, you don't.
I wouldn't do it. Yeah,
okay.
It would be fun, but I wouldn't do it.
Strebel, I've got, like, one friend left that's about that'll get there. We'll invite you over there. We'll keep you safe.
Well, Justin, yeah, you're a little bit younger. You have a buddy hanging on. I hear that.
We got one guy left. Yeah, one guy. Who's been waiting?
Good for you, man.
What about
you?
Do you have one left? I have one left.
Well, I guess technically, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now there's you know, new availabilities.
Oh, new availabilities. Okay, gotcha. Oh, well, you know.
Divorce.
Divorce. Yeah.
Sometimes you have to wait for the second cycle. The first cycle doesn't hit, it's the second cycle when you get it.
Now, my friend that's not married, he's not been married. He's never taken the plunge. So this would be his first one. So that's one you go all out on your first one for sure.
Yeah, sometimes it's those guys that have to wait for the second cycle.
Yes, no, I understand.
I'm fine. Second cycle can be fine. I got no problem. It'll be different than the first cycle.
Right.
You won't do the same things, but that's fine. You're at a different point in your life. I got no problem with
change
that.
Change a little bit, sure.
Texas says, what if Issel was front row for Taylor Swift?
That'd be great.
She's dancing. She's carrying on. She's
grabbing herself.
Touching and grabbing.
I don't know why she needs to do that.
I it's embarrassing.
Singing about all kinds
it's
of
embarrassing.
Boyfriends.
By the way,
are you
in Diener's Squares? He's texting me right now. I need to tweet this out for him.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I am.
Oh, the Cram the Van Squares. Are you in that?
Oh, I'm in whatever squares he was running. I won that $100. Okay, it's both of them. Then yes, I'm in the squares. Yes.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I won a little bit of money. It was nice, like a little boost.
A little boost
last Friday.
Oh, you did win?
I did win.
What'd
you
win?
$100.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, $100.
But you paid $100.
No, I split it with somebody.
You split it with somebody?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
That's what Diener, he texted me. He's like, I got somebody.
Like
you want to split with somebody? I said, yeah, sure.
Oh, man up and spend the money. It's coming out of your fake money account.
I don't
Venmo
have any fake
anyway.
Money account.
Yeah, you do. It's Venmo.
No, I don't. I don't have any of the money in my Venmo.
Yeah, you know how some people, you remove a sideboard and there's like a passport for Germany, Poland, okay?
Right, just in case you can move at any time.
You got some bands of money. Yeah. You got a couple canned goods. You got a pistol, of course.
Sure,
maybe I don't know. I was gonna say a compass. Whatever
you have
need.
A bar of gold, you know, you can exchange somewhere.
It's all in a duffel bag. I mean, that's basically what Venmo is. I mean, you know,
except for if it's in your house, the government can't take it. The government can take your Venmo now.
They can take anything.
Thank you, IRS.
Oh, they can't come in your house. They come in my house right now. They'll take
good point.
They'll take the fitness market.
It's a lot easier
the RGB
for them to...
TVs. They'll take everything.
It's a lot easier for them to do it electronically than actually go to your house and do it.
Oh. Blank's going to have Pat That Booty on his booty.
Pat. That would be great.
Texas says Streeble parts next to me at JC's playing Harlow music. I want to end the hour with that. That's a good text.
That is a good text.
Very good text. Let's take a break. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. We'll take a quick break. Blitz will go Louisville, Kentucky, Indiana. We'll do it next here on ESPN 680.